All right, the rundown. Dan, how often is there a burglary in America? Don't read it. One, you already read it.
One every 8 seconds.
You cheated.
It's my guess.
Cheated. One every 8 seconds. That's so many fucking
That's a lot of
man.
Burglaries.
So, if you got yourself a home, you got to protect your house, you got to protect your belongings, you got to protect yourself and your family. SimpliSafe is the best way to do it. They will help protect you every single point of access to your home. If a burglar even tries to break in, they have an ear-shattering siren that goes off, and they'll know that police are already on the way. It's 24/7 monitoring, and it starts at just $14.99 a month. No long-term contracts ever. You don't get trapped. You don't get locked in. Just $15 to protect you and your family and everything you own. And right now, you can get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee when you go to simplisafe.com/rundown. That's simply with an I, S-I-M-P-L-I, safe.com/rundown. Free shipping on the whole kit and 60-day money-back guarantee. Fights in for Dave.
I have a pimple. I've been announcing that every time. I'm saying, I know I have a pimple.
There's no way on the rundown they could even see, though. You could have got away with that one.
You think so?
The rundown's right pretty.
There. But yeah, it's here. It's pretty noticeable.
Yeah, you're going to see the whenever you see the camera just like slightly move, now you're
I popped it this morning, but it didn't really work.
That's better than what you had on your lip like a month ago.
That was a tough one.
The lip pimple's bad.
Yeah, that is bad.
It'll stink. But, okay. Well, Feidelberg with a pimple is in for Dave. We'll start off with Michael Jackson. Canceled. Officially canceled. The cancel's been in the making for like 30 years.
You've been in the weeds with this.
I know.
Okay. I want to hear about you in the weeds, but before we start this, can you just stop saying MJ?
Okay.
Yeah. You said MJ today on Twitter. I was like, what's going on here?
Right. Fair.
And you wrote it down there.
Fair. Yeah.
Like, that's just, let's just clear it up.
I mean, I think, Michael Jackson, I know he is.
Yeah, no, it's, he's
I know
big
Jordan
enough
is the to, MJ.
Right, but.
He Michael was Jackson's called an MJ,
right? Right, yeah. But it's confusing, yeah. And now that we've
that's
gotten
fair.
Into this very okay. weird spot.
I will call him Michael Jackson.
So what?
But I just want it to be known fighting. That like, other people do call him MJ.
I agree. But so, in this case, let's call him Mike. Let's
Michael
his full name
Jackson.
This is a good one.
To explain
because there was
it.
No, Michael Jordan has no connection to any
none of this. Right.
So last night was the documentary part one. Tonight is part two of Leaving Neverland, which is like the R. Kelly documentary for Michael Jackson. I was about to say it again there.
Do people seem to not care as much about this? I thought maybe I fell asleep earlier last night. Big day. Mm-hmm. Maybe I missed it. I feel like when the R. Kelly shit happened, it was immediate and swift.
Well, the thing is,
he got taken out of the paint.
I mean, people know this about Michael Jackson, you know.
But people do it about R. Kelly
too.
He's dead. I think
that
that's a big
true.
Deal too.
That is
dead
true.
Part. And that's why a lot of this changes because it's just like we're basically just trying to change his legacy or whatever.
But I mean, we just did it like there was. I feel like there was more of a response.
I agree.
To John Wayne.
He was
taken out of the paint pretty, and he died 40 years ago. MJ's. That body's still warm. That was only a decade ago.
I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's because his music's that awesome. Maybe people like him enough that they're not really jumping on. I mean, I'm certainly in the weeds on Twitter with people defending him. So the documentary is like, it's bad. It's two main accusers, and they like very explicitly are like explaining how Michael Jackson taught them to masturbate. He used to tell them to bend over and spread their cheeks. He used to tell them to get on all fours while they watched Peter Pan and he would jerk off to them. They would wake up to him going down on them.
Oh my God.
He would, I don't even like to say this. He would,
no, you don't have to.
He would eat, he would eat their ass. 7-year-old boys.
No.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's what people should be, that should be the reaction. And then also the guy was like, he was like, it was like a new couple, you know, when you're in the honeymoon phase and you just have sex like everywhere.
No.
We just did that all over his like estate. So then they were just like straight up having sex. They were seven. It was a 7-year-old boy. Seven. Ten. Like little boy.
And the parents knew about this?
Well, and that's the craziest part of this documentary. If you watch these, there was one mom who's doing like a confessional type thing and she's, you know, just retelling the story and she'll be like, and there was the time that Michael like, what are you fucking laughing at? And they say how when they, So these kids were like Michael Jackson impersonators and they would do like singing and dancing themselves and they were really good like dance, like they would do his act. And Michael like found them and like flew them out and did a show with them, took them on tour with him. And then he would be like, I want to sleep, like, can he sleep in my hotel? And at first the parents were like, no, he's going to stay with us. It's already weird enough that they like engaged in all this, but then they were like on the road with him. And eventually, I guess they like let their guard down and was like, yeah, sure, you can sleep with him. Ugh. And the guy was like, he taught me how to masturbate. And
so where do we land? Like,
so can't. Then now the other side, you know, all these defenders are like, the accusers are, their story's inconsistent. They're in it for money. They're not getting paid any money. They
don't get any money for this?
No, they're not. The HBO's not paying them. So it's like, why would someone...
I would like some money.
Why would someone put that out there? Imagine putting it out there about yourself. Like, now everyone knows all these, like, sordid details of you and Michael Jackson.
Well, now I don't trust them because they're not getting paid for this. They should be getting paid for this.
But the people who are like, well, it was never proven in a court of law. I'm like, you're the first fuck. Neither was R. Kelly.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And there's a couple guys who, like, won't come forward. So it's like, yeah, they're getting paid. You know, like there's one story that's not in the documentary. Vanity Fair put out an article being like, here are the undeniable things about Michael Jackson, because there is two sides to every story. There was the one kid, they asked him to draw a picture of his dick. He drew a picture of his dick with the, you know, his skin disease and everything. They sealed up the picture and eventually like they took pictures of Michael Jackson. The dick matched up perfectly.
It's like, what?
Yeah. Wow. You know, he had a skin he's disease.
How many?
So there's like... It's discolored.
I couldn't even. I couldn't even draw my own dick.
Yeah, but I would imagine if there was like a big fucking like black spot on your dick, and I like drew that, and then you had it. It'd be
pretty. Okay, I guess.
You can draw like Evan Stone's dick.
I could do like Manuel dick. Oh, no, Evan Stone. I don't think I've seen enough.
I could do nachos with that like that nub thingy, that little like
the bead.
Little pearl. Okay. Yeah.
So are we? I haven't watched it yet. Not allowed to listen to?
I don't know. The guys asked me this today.
It's a lot of songs.
I mean, like, I'm not gonna be dancing at the bar to Michael Jackson anytime soon. I'm not gonna be pumping it in my car. If it comes on shuffle at my house, I'm not gonna be like.
Yeah, like what happens to? I've been wondering this. Like, what happens to Ignition?
Well, oh, that's gone.
Gone?
Yeah, R. Kelly's gone.
I think so.
I'll follow everyone's lead here. Like, if you
that's
say
what
it's
the
gone,
people have
gone.
Decided.
I don't listen to much R. Kelly or Michael Jackson.
Yeah, but Ignition is like one of the best songs of all time.
I think so many people say that. I think so many people said that I stopped listening to it.
Well, but
you're so cool.
You're an asshole. Yeah. Ignition is the remix to Ignition is.
It's done. All right.
You know, like when Halloween comes around, are we gonna do Thriller again? I don't think so. The Moonwalk might even be canceled for all we know.
God damn it.
I don't.
But it's weird. I mean, everybody knew this shit. Like, it's not.
Well,
not
it's
a surprise.
It's R. Kelly's the same way. People knew this shit. It was like, it's very out in the open. And
it's almost like the Ray Rice video. It's like when you see it.
Yeah,
when
it
hear
definitely
the people
changes.
Talking
yeah,
about
yeah.
It makes a big difference. I mean, it is. Our guy told me, he was like, we knew a guy who saw the screener ahead of time, and he was like, if you have kids, you like might not want to watch. And I was kind of like, come on, how bad can it be? It was rough.
Unrelated, but kind of related. I feel like we're now at a point where, like, I was thinking about this. I watched, like, the Ted Bundy tapes, Abducted in Plain Sight, R. Kelly. When I watched Michael Jackson, like, everything was terrible.
Fucked. The mom,
no
the mom
words,
we're going to get
like,
to.
The documentary, like, world has essentially become... What fucked up thing did someone do 20 years ago? Let's do a documentary.
We've talked about this.
Give me a documentary about something cool.
Where we decided that, because it was like, Law and Order was like the hit, right? And then CSI was a little closer and they dove deeper into crimes. Now true crimes is a big thing. Soon as it's going to be, we follow actual murderers on Instagram. And they're like, I'm going live. I'm going to kill somebody.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, this one's a good one. He never gets caught.
Yeah, it's seriously, like, we're all fucked.
I mean, that is the next logical
step.
Give
it like 100 years and we'll be, yep. Like that'll be the trend.
Like, dude, you follow at Big
no,
Cat.
No, every time you see,
he like,
whoa.
He goes out and he like,
kills
Big Cat. And he never gets caught neither.
Barstool Big Cat, he ties people up and he chops them in pieces.
Whoa.
Check his fridge, check his freezer.
You
find somebody's head in there.
If you want to be poppy on Instagram, you got to fucking, that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to start killing people.
I cleaned out my freezer the other day, actually.
Yeah, what was it?
All the body parts?
Well, I got a bunch of Lou Malnati's pizza, so then I had to do the whole, like, shuffle and, like, eat all the ice cream. Because, you know, when you get the freezer and it's like, we got too much stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
I just put ice in my freezer. I don't really have freezer stuff.
All right, that's the end of that discussion.
I mean, I get when I buy ice cream, I just eat it all. I don't have prepped ice cream.
I got
ice cream. Oh, I usually buy three to four, what is the, not gallon.
Pint.
Pint.
Yeah.
on Friday for the weekend. That's how you get your weekend started. Most people go get like a 12 pack.
You eat it all weekend or you eat it just on
Friday?
Yeah,
no, all weekend. Okay. Yeah, just kind of graze. Most people get like
4 pints of ice cream
a
on
bottle
Friday
of
night,
wine or something. Or, you know, it's like, no, what's I just load up on my ice. I do the Talenti. Talenti is so good.
Talenti, that's what.
And I thought for a while it was good for you.
Not the other day too.
Not good.
Yeah, for you. Yeah, but
not.
It was
shocking.
Every time as a new ice cream that comes out, it is kind of like, oh, is this the healthy one?
Yeah, this.
No,
I'm
it's still
healthy.
It's still
dude,
frozen.
I tried
milk.
That healthy one. It was so bad.
Yeah,
it just sucks. Science is so many places, and we have all this new shit. How can they not figure out something that's good for you and tastes great?
Yeah, it'll never happen.
Figure
dude.
It
it'll
out.
Never happen. It'll just never happen. Because then. Like, everybody's good looking. It's just not, you know what I mean? Everybody loses weight, everybody gets skinny. Can't have that.
Fuck.
You gotta keep, like, fat people.
It's crazy, though.
Fat,
it is crazy when you think about it. Like, if you told me that they figured out a new ice cream that tastes like ice cream but has no calories, but you probably
like
gonna die in, like, 20 years from it, I'd be like, that's fine.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take that.
I don't even get how, like Coke Zero, it tastes pretty good to me. Zero calories. It's a
Diet
water.
Coke?
Zero
yeah.
calories?
Right.
What?
That's the stuff that will kill you.
Yeah. Definitely
right.
dead,
they
but whatever.
This,
until
like,
then,
take stuff that kill you
down.
Now or take stuff that kill you later.
How about like no carb bread? What the fuck does that mean?
Is that a thing?
Those are trash. I mean, it's trash. It tastes
it's
disgusting.
A thing?
Yeah. It tastes disgusting.
What's the
is
point
that,
of
like,
that?
Like, you might as well just put like
no
right?
cheese pizza.
You might as well
pizza.
Just put like these. Yeah, it seems like yeah. put these fucking pieces of paper on either side of your burger. It's okay. disgusting. My man Pete, I can call him Pete Beckinsale, which you might as well. Just marry
could
her
be,
and take
man.
The name, dude. He's out there at the Rangers game yesterday, just canoodling. Hand holding.
That's more than canoodling.
Tongue down the
throat. I mean, that was way more than canoodling.
That was tonsil.
That was graphic. That was like,
yeah.
That was like Syndergaard at the Ranger game.
That was actually, that was gross.
Well, do you, like, it was clearly, I'm not over Ariana Grande, right?
How so?
Like, you don't go to, a hockey game and just start tongue punching a chick in front of everyone being like, I'm totally fine. I'm
bro,
totally recovered from
if
my...
If I'm going out with Kate Beckinsale...
No, I get it.
I don't think I'd make out with Kate Beckinsale in public. I don't make out in public. I
get
think it's
it,
gross.
Kevin,
bro,
but you see what I'm saying,
that
right?
That itself is disgusting.
But you see what I'm saying?
But
it seems a little over the top. It seems like I'm okay, swear I'm okay. I'm just with my new girlfriend going to fucking town.
When was
the
last time you made out in public?
Never.
College?
Never.
Like seventh grade.
That's like, it's crazy. That's
like, I don't kiss.
Although it is hot like, when people do it.
Maybe I'll give you a little pecs, but
watch.
Not like a.
Yeah, oh yeah, you watch a little.
No
just,
way.
Yeah, you watch.
It's disgusting. This picture you makes
watch.
Me nauseous.
Like after
it's
like.
Fucking gross.
No, when people are like really going at it, like they're going to fuck right here, you watch.
No way.
Yeah, you watch.
I think I'm trying,
I would watch
like,
somebody
getting...
fuck before I watch them make out.
100%.
Yeah,
I'll
but
watch
you,
them
but
fuck.
That's like,
yeah.
it leads to, you watch because you're like, will they start fucking?
You know what's gross on like The Bachelor when everyone's making out? And they, you hear the sounds, it's just like.
Mouth closed.
Okay. Mouth closed. Now we're going to explore, okay?
Yeah, yeah, I don't need to see that. I can hear the sounds in this picture. That's how gross it is.
But it's Kate Beckinsale.
By the way, speaking of The Bachelor, I don't know what this whole going over the fence thing is.
Yeah, jumping over the fence.
But I saw the dude jump over the fence this morning. I woke up early for my flight, so I was watching like the Today Show. This dude jumps the fuck out of this
he used
fence.
To play in the NFL. Or
you
or
did?
He like, made a team like once.
He just jumped the fence.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
He's a fucking athlete, man.
Oh, he fucking,
he's a virgin.
He just clears that
he's
thing.
Not a fucking
it's
virgin.
Crazy.
But if you're a virgin, like if you're a virgin and you don't drink, you can still jump over fences.
You
like,
just got
that's
virgin.
The trade-off. Yeah, I know. Like AC Green.
Yeah.
Everything you made.
Imagine
in the NBA.
Being a fucking virgin on the Showtime Lakers.
Right.
That's. I mean, that's the greatest
right.
accomplishment in human history.
Right. More, Magic was just like, more for me.
yeah, actually, looking back on it, AC Green was like, I don't want AIDS.
Yeah, right.
this is an easy decision
this
for me.
Is fucked up, yeah.
Luke Perry's dead, R.I.P.
This happened very recently, right? I knew
like,
he had a stroke,
today,
but
a
I think
hours
like
ago,
when
yeah.
I landed, on the, I landed, I think
yeah.
I saw
52.
That.
52. He's popping now because he's on Riverdale, so he's got the young crowd.
Oh, he's a Riverdale
yeah,
fella.
He's the father of like the star kid on Riverdale. So he's got like the 12-year-olds going crazy, and now like people like the washed up people my age who watched 90210. Dylan McKay
yeah.
was that dude.
See, I fell right in the middle.
I was never a 90210 guy.
I mean, I was never like hardcore, but I certainly know everybody on it and the music, the fucking theme song.
Yeah.
Fire song. He was like motorcycle, leather jacket, his drinking problem. Dean, yeah. Drugs,
I was gonna say, do you think this was just a surprise stroke, or you think this is?
Well, was he
30
sick?
Years oh, of
like,
hard living.
Like he
had a stroke like 2 nights ago. Yeah, but I don't know. Leading up to that.
What did he do? Did he have issues or no?
I don't know. He looks like a guy who
was on the show. You know, he's acting currently, so it's not like he was like in that bad of shape, but.
But like we're
but
Kevin,
he was the coolest dude.
We're getting close to that age where like
oh Jesus,
a
Dan.
Heart attack can just sneak up on
Dan.
Us. I'm just saying, I've been thinking about that a lot lately.
Oh man,
when you're buying 3 pints of ice cream.
Well, we did the airport review on Friday, and everyone was just like, "You were breathing so heavily," and I was like, "I was."
Dude, I did that. Shit. I called my mom the other day. I was sitting in the podcast studio, calling my mom, and she's like, "Come on, you at the gym?" I was like, I'm literally sitting in a chair.
Yeah, dude, that's bad.
I know it's bad.
If you walk around and you film yourself with an iPhone, it just picks up your breathing.
Yeah,
I'm totally
not out of
breath.
Is that what you're saying to yourself?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling people.
I'm just saying we're getting to that age where it's like,
I'm gonna have a stroke, Dan.
I don't know. I don't know.
This got super.
I need a life
depressing.
But don't you think like people get heart attacks? Like 40?
I mean, 53 is not that much older than what are you guys like 35.
34. Please don't do that. Was your birthday yesterday?
No, it's coming up.
When is it?
What
the fuck?
Wednesday. Wednesday.
You don't know when your birthday is?
No, I just was thinking about which day
it
is.
Okay, you will be 34
Today's
Wednesday.
The fourth, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes,
okay, 34.
You just want it. You just don't want to be the only 34-year-old.
No, that's PFT, I think Smitty's
like 40.
Yeah.
Smitty's sneaky
low
old.
Key, yeah.
Gaz has got to be like 100 by now, right?
Gaz is like 40, even though I know he's probably 36. Which
How old
is
are you,
also,
Gaz?
There's no way you're 35.
That's literally a lie. There's no way he's 35.
Reverse.
You are at least 37. No.
No
I mean,
way you're 35.
Not even you're not 35. That's a lie. Show
but
me
yeah,
the
when
fucking,
fights turned 30,
that was it. I'm a sales guy birther. Like, show me the fucking proof. 30. Dude.
When do you turn 36?
All right. So
oh,
that's
March, you idiot! Yeah.
So he's actually turning 38.
I turned 35,
Tommy,
6 in
you
March.
Asked this recently, and then one of Tommy's thoughts.
Yeah.
Once you're in that month, you say I'm turning blank soon.
Yeah, Kevin just said he was 34.
Right.
Yeah, I just already
right,
did
it's
it.
It's it. Yeah, right. March. Yes. You really hold on to those last couple days there, Gaz, huh? Dave's gonna be 42.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's March as well.
42.
So 42 for Dave. That actually feels like I've been calling him like 42 for 6 years.
I know.
He
needs to get to 50. Yeah. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, let me tell you.
He's
going
to be doing the same shit.
No, I was going to say, if we're making fun of him when he's 50, I'm going to kill myself. That means I'm still doing this.
Dave at 50 is going to be doing Monster Hit Only Club and like shit like that.
Don't talk ill of the Monster Hit Only Club.
No, that's true. I'm in it. No, that was a bad. More like he's going to be talking about like how. Like you know, players on the Patriots make him want to come everywhere and stuff. But
his skin is going to be disgusting when he's 50. It already has the leather face now.
Oh my god!
But 8 years of miles on that.
We
shit?
Need it to happen right now.
Oh, we just fast forward to 50.
Yeah, the jokes are going to be awesome.
We got this lacrosse clip being regarded as the most viral lacrosse.
Wait, how old are you?
How old are you? You're like 40, right?
40?
Yeah. How old are you?
I didn't see him.
How old are you?
Your age.
34.
34.
Turning.
Yeah, that's what
we're saying. 35.
Well, yes, but like when? Soon?
October.
All right, you got a little while.
Yeah.
October 4th.
Okay.
Yeah. Everyone write it down. Yeah. Well, Gaz tried to get out of his own birthday month, so.
Gaz is 60.
I know.
That's what
Gaz is saying. He's claiming he's 35.
35.
Well, I'll be 36 tomorrow.
But. Gaz showing up to fucking campuses being like, what's up, guys? I'm just a sophomore. I took a gap year.
The most viral lacrosse clip of all time. Yeah, this dude just jukes the fuck out of this cat. They slow it down. He gives him the little wave, finishes it off with a goal. It is pretty awesome, but it is also, it's funny that it's like, this is it for lacrosse. This is the best clip of all time.
Or is this the beginning?
Ooh, fastest growing
sport.
Sport
of the future.
Yeah, sport of the future.
This fastest, could be the beginning.
Fastest sport on turf.
I mean, it's cocky as hell. I respect it.
Awesome, awesome video.
I feel like every lacrosse bro is going to start doing this now.
Yeah. Every lacrosse bro is going to be like, bro, that was so dope. Mm-hmm. And they're just going
to
start,
I want somebody
like,
to do that.
Lacrosse is going to be a waving lead.
Yeah, I don't, can you hit people in lacrosse?
Yes.
Like, that guy could just get smoked.
You could like, check them? Like,
yeah.
Hockey,
yeah,
like,
your hands have to be connected, I believe. Yeah, they kind of punch like that.
Can you just, like, shoulder somebody, though?
I believe so, yes.
Wow.
I played a year of JV lacrosse, no big
Did
deal.
Did you?
Yeah.
You were spooning it?
Yeah, I just wanted, I was just too good at baseball.
I hate the way you spooned it. I'm wanna, like, Francis wants to say
you
something.
You guys talking lax?
Yeah.
You guys talking lax?
You see this, the most viral lacrosse club
Yeah,
ever?
I hate this kid.
Why?
Because it's a bad look for the sport.
Why?
Oh, it's a great
Well, we only just well, shed that whole Duke rape thing, and now he's bringing it back.
Now you didn't, because you brought it up.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty awesome. I think you're jealous. I think you were probably usually the guy on his fucking ass.
No, I
lacrosse is only your eighth best sport.
It's, well, no, that's not true.
It's your first best
sport?
It's
my best sport.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But this is how, who does he play for? He plays for some terrible club team in Utah. Yeah,
well,
he doesn't.
It doesn't matter. It's like the N1 tour. It's not like you actually care about, you know.
It's good for the sport.
I don't
want
to know is the team's record.
People are.
I'll tell you this. If one of my teammates at Harvard had done this, we would have been running laps. Until we puked.
Interesting.
And that's why we all ended up with better jobs than this fucking loser. Fuck this
Well,
guy.
I mean, you're a blogger, Francis, so you don't know like, that.
You think this job is above that guy? Like, that guy could never reach these heights?
Did it really work? Yeah,
it's working out great.
Yeah, you put Santa makeup Paul on time. For a living now.
Well, you know what? So does Ellie, so fuck her, right? Made it about you.
Ricochet
right.
shot.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Ellie just got ricochet shot. LeBron, he's an alcoholic. It's a fact. He's drunk at games, throwing the ball all over the court, losing to the Suns. There's no other explanation than you have alcoholism, sir.
Dude.
I mean, that picture was the definitive. I think, I don't know if it was Hank who captioned that, but that was...
Do you think LeBron even wants to make the playoffs this year?
No.
No. I mean, what's the point? Just to get your doors blown off in the first round. It's like, I want to start my vacation
early. Did they have that release today? Like, that they were... They're going to stop the pursuit of Carmelo. No, they're going to stop the negotiations with Carmelo Anthony because they're not sure they're still in pursuit of a playoff. Like, they don't even sure if they want to.
I don't even know if Carmelo wants to be on that team.
Yeah, Carmelo. Yeah. Carmelo's going
to That's how bad
go
it is.
Playoff.
Yeah. Carmelo's like, you guys, too toxic.
Yeah.
He's not getting thumped.
I mean, the Celtics aren't exactly in great shape either.
Celtics stink.
I think,
like,
I think
can we just
yesterday,
put,
I think.
Can we put that to bed? Like, all my teams are always in contention? They're not.
They're not right now. They're certainly not. But, you know. Not really much of a Celtics guy anyway, more of a Bruins fella, so. Tuukka Rask
nice
hasn't
transition.
Lost a regulation game since fucking Christmas. That's a literal fact.
He's
so
good.
I'm good.
He's
I'm
good.
In a good spot right now.
Nice transition.
But yeah, honestly, him throwing the ball off the, like, the fucking back of the backboard, like, where was he?
I don't
just
know.
Inbounding the ball. Like, it wasn't.
And the craziest
If the
thing,
basket wasn't there, he would just, like, have thrown it across the fucking court out of bounds the other
I don't
way.
Even think LeBron stands can, like, defend him this season.
They're
because
really
it's
not,
just
yeah.
like everything he does is just so bad for the team and the way he treats his teammates. Like, take
they
away everything else's career. I'm not talking about
to get
that.
Anthony Davis.
I'm not talking about how amazing he's been, but like this season has been a complete failure.
Undeniably bad.
That's a fact.
And
I do love, I'll still always love that clip of him like showing up drinking wine already though.
Yeah.
That's
But it's yeah. you know, you have to be backing it up.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he wasn't playing that night, but
right.
obviously.
But just yeah. in general, but, like, if you're going to be doing shit like that, your team better be at least.
Well, that's
in
not obvious, John.
I guess it's not obvious.
It's not obvious anymore not that he might be drinking before games.
Got a problem. Last up, I was watching some UFC this weekend. I watched that dude, Johnny Walker. He just blasted this guy with a flying knee, crushed him in like 20 seconds, match over, and then he hurts himself, dislocates his shoulder doing the worm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It wasn't like a full, tough. It was like, I think it kind of popped out, in and out.
I feel like if you're in shape, you can't even try to learn. Like, sky too hot, he could do it. After
Otherwise,
that,
he's got to be fat guy.
You got to be fat guy.
Yeah.
Like, the worm is a move reserve.
I mean, he also did this.
I'm just explaining it.
You got to be a fat guy.
If Dan could do
I got
the
a
worm,
haircut today, so
can
it's
you,
not
you
been
should,
a good
you
day.
Should learn, you should really learn to do the worm.
I can do the worm.
Can you?
Put
Prove
in that
it.
Clip of me
oh, yeah,
on the, Bourbon right, Street.
Yeah.
Why don't you do it right now?
I mean, I've done it. You put in that clip. There's no better worm than that
well,
worm.
This the worm right now would be the best.
That worm was the best worm.
You were kind of a guy in shape then, though.
Did you really do it? You really had that on deck, huh?
Well, I tweeted it after.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst worm of all time.
Yeah, I mean, he does one of those, like, he falls into it, and he, like, just rolls over, like, He did the post-game interview, though. Joe Rogan was like, did you just hurt yourself doing the worm? And the guy was like, yeah.
Yeah, big time.
Bro, have you listened to the Joe Rogan, Alex Jones? It's wild.
No.
I think that's
is that when he calls himself retarded?
I think he's going to get like 50 million downloads, probably.
That's when he calls himself retarded,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's a great clip.
Yeah.
that's going to be the most
Joe Rogan is sneaky just as crazy. Like Alex Jones.
I don't
like,
know about that.
Dude,
Rogan's a crazy
dude.
There
was a moment where Alex
Jones
is like, you know the humanoids, they're making humanoids in Asia. And Joe Rogan's like, yeah, I do know. Like, what? Why is this a fact?
As he cuts up another like billion pounds of elk. All right, that's it for the rundown. John just got back from Chicago. His, police still on your case.
Look, cops are going by. Couldn't care less. I've never seen police officers care about a protest less than those cops just did. Didn't even consider tapping the brakes. So, like, that guy chained to that statue? All right.
Dave. Yeah, I don't know what Dave ever thought was gonna happen, but that's what I always thought was gonna happen.
Not a single person in sight.
The only thing I fucked up, I thought of this after. I should have told White Sox Day. I don't know if he would have done it. He should have gone down and called the cops on you, like the woman at the cookout in Oakland. Just been like, excuse me, police. There's a man here.
The cops drove by.
That would have been a great play for him.
The cops drove by five times. I had three White Sox employees walk by me.
Anyone say anything?
No one said a thing.
I mean, the chain was so funny.
The cops
on his toe.
Yeah. Someone noticed right away. Because I thought it was a statue. It's called the Champions Plaza statue. At least that's what it's been referred to. There's no statue. Like, I thought those guys were statues, and like I could chain myself to them. But it's just the whole thing.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's just
wall.
All connected. And they're like, you can't get anything. You can't get a chain behind them. They're just part of the wall. And also, it's not a Champions Plaza. It's not a plaza. It's just where
there's
the sidewalk.
A plaza area.
No, there are some different colored bricks where the sidewalk
plaza.
Is. That's
there's
not
a
plaza.
Area.
A plaza.
They usually have like a band out there before a game. A little plaza action.
There's
the
no
White
plaza.
Sox.
You just put a if you put a band there, that becomes a plaza.
I guess if you put a band there, it becomes
a
plaza.
Right.
But it's
the
just,
White Sox are the most like meaningless team in the world.
This is a bad look for White Sox Dave.
It was.
Chuck.
And I'm
the
White
Sox.
Sox Dave guy.
This is what I've said that White Sox Dave has done. The mouse somehow tricked me, and I think a lot of people, into thinking that the White Sox were even one iota relevant. Like, they were never going to get Machado, and nobody cares about their statue. I can't believe I was even like, what's going to happen down on the south side? They are meaningless.
I mean, they're only meaningful to White Sox fans.
Right.
Like,
but,
nobody
but
cares
even
about
like,
the White
like,
Sox.
I'm, like,
but
they're
like,
very similar
yeah.
to the Mets, but, like,
well,
I
no,
think
actually,
the Mets are more relevant than the
that
White
statue
Sox.
Has meaning now.
I mean, that's
the place
well, now
to go
it's going to be the eternal
I've said
it's
I'm going to keep making that bet all the time.
I'll chain myself to the Champions Plaza statue for anything.
Yeah, it's a bad look for it. It's a bad
Do they have one title? Have they won?
Yeah, 2005.
Okay, so like, but that's it. They haven't won. They didn't win like way back.
They were like, they had like the curse, like the Red Sox. So, like the Red Sox broke the curse, and the White Sox like low key had a curse and broke it.
Yeah, but that's the thing. No, you didn't. Nobody cares.
But like,
you can't have a curse and nobody cares.
Literally, like,
I guess the Black Sox are the most. We were talking about on radio the most important White Sox player in history is arguably Michael Jordan.
Oh, Shoeless Joe Jackson.
But yeah.
Oh, well, Frank Thomas was there. The caller goes. He's like, well, it's not Michael Jordan. We got a lot of important guys. We got Frank Thomas, Paul Konerko.
Silence.
And then it just stopped. And we're like, yeah, I mean, you stopped after two.
It's just tough.
No, I mean, trust me, I get it, man. I'm a fan of one of those teams too. But I also, you know, if I was like, I'm gonna go down to the Apple at Flushing, and we're gonna, and nobody cares.
We gotta
so
we
a
gotta
caller
figure out. Chuck, you're part of this. We gotta figure out how to reimagine White Sox Dave. He's gotta. We
gotta
it's
shed,
like basically
shed
like
the
a
mouse,
makeover. Yeah.
Stream makeover White
yeah.
Sox Dave edition.
I mean, I told him he's gotta
mouse
lay
Sox
down
Dave
in like 100 mouse traps, and he didn't do that. So that would have been hilarious.
Do the Jackass.
Like if he did a press conference, it was like, yeah, I'm a mouse, and then just laid down in a bunch of them.
If he did,
people
the,
would
if,
stop right
if
away.
If he did the Steve-O, remember when Steve-O was like worming through?
Yes.
And they were all going
yeah.
off. If White Sox Dave does that,
I told him to eat a live mouse. That was a little aggressive.
That's a lot.
But
what if you just
a caller called in on radio and was like, Feidelberg's a fucking pussy because he didn't go down and do it like in the bars. I'm like, I wasn't what the bet was.
No, yeah. Statue.
He said statue.
Yeah. I was just copying White Sox Dave.
Also,
bet.
Wouldn't that
I
just
was...
be sitting at a bar?
Yeah.
I'm chained to this bar. Yeah. Another round, please.
Yeah, they're like, all right, well.
It would be a damn shame to go to Chicago and go drink for the week.
Yeah. All right.
I think eating a mouse is one thing. I think if he dives into like a whole thing of mouse traps.
That. We're going
to
do that.
He'll be back in my book.
Yeah.
He'll be back to White Sox Dave.
I don't know if I'd do that. That should probably fucking
Well, but
remember in that video, you know what I'm talking about, the
yes,
movie when
yes.
they throw it across
yeah,
the room
yeah,
and it
yeah,
clips
yeah,
his nut.
Dick,
that
yeah,
was
yeah.
incredible.
God,
if,
dude,
if,
the old jackasses.
We can throw mouse traps at White Sox Dave's dick. Then I'll.
Have you watched the old, like? I watched it. Oh,
I was just talking
ago.
About.
It is so good.
They
it's
still
so
hold up.
Funny.
So
it definitely
well.
Holds up. If anything, it's getting better. Because nobody even came close to doing it.
So many movies from that time just don't work anymore. That one,
it's true,
that
like tears in your eyes.
So
yeah.
fucking funny.
Even when they just run around the streets of Japan dressed as like bears and they just like crush each other into the
yeah.
sidewalk. Just that's so simple. Like, it's like not even the elaborate ones
dude.
Is really funny. You know, it's like
I was watching the when Pontius
shopping carts when they.
Might,
this is the best.
Oh no, Steve-O when he put the fucking helmet on and funneled the fart and started
into the
and
fucking.
And then Pontius yeah. took a shit in the funnel. It's just so funny.
What was the one where they got the snake to bite Pontius's dick? Yeah, they dressed his dick up like a mouse. And they had it on a string.
He's pulling it
he's
and it's just dancing.
The wall and he can't even see it. He's like, what's it doing? What's
it doing? This shit is so funny.
Greatest
it's
of all
so
time.
Funny.
They were so unbelievably, unimaginably reckless with
oh
their dicks
my
and
God.
Their body parts.
Everything.
What's he doing?
Everything. Yeah. Oh.
Greatest of all time.
Giant Oxford just got hit by a bull.
Yeah.
That was the whole
oh,
prank.
Yeah. With
not
the,
even
yeah.
a prank. It was a whole skit. He's like, I'm just going to stand in the bull ring and bull's going to come out and hit me.
Remember, he had a football player do that, too. He did
yeah.
the punch.
Oh,
he
yeah.
just got lit
remember,
up.
Remember the Thai, like, girl just beat the shit out of him?
Yeah.
He stepped in a
yeah,
ring.
It's like
Muay
Thai. Yeah,
Muay Thai.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a girl. She just beat the fuck out of him. It was like, get over. Done. He just got his ass kicked.
God damn it.
We had Neil Brennan on KC Radio, and he was talking about how, like, when Jackass first came out, he's like, I will drive to L.A., and I will do anything for these guys because, like, it was, it's like, it was, I forget
iconic.
What he said. It was, like, but he said it was, like, it was the perfect, like, symbology of a male friendship. Where
yeah.
it's just, like, let's just
yeah.
fuck shit up.
Yeah, right.
And, like, let's just be fuck around and, like, I don't know, probably hurt ourselves.
Yeah. Zahn met Wee Man not too long ago, and he was with Preston. They just roll together.
That's awesome.
Really?
Like real life.
That's
you know?
Great.
Like
that's the shit I want to hear.
Giant fat guy and the, yeah. and the midget just like still killing it.
Yes. Yes. Love and then in guys. Like 10 years, there'll be a documentary how they all were like.
Well, it's actually well, Upset City that RIP that only Chris Dunn is the only guy to die because the fact that all those
Ryan
guys
Dunn.
Still, Ryan Dunn.
Wow.
The fact that they're all alive, like.
Yeah.
What was the. Well, didn't Bam just have a party where he was like. Like it was like the hot tub was full of like piss. Did you do this blog?
Like dude, people the Bam was also so funny.
Hot tub was full of piss and like people got shitted on for like $100.
So he had one in December and now he's doing another one where
recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he did 10 days in rehab, left rehab, and then threw this big party at his house near Westchester, PA.
Yeah.
And now it was so successful. He's throwing another one because he built a new skate park in his barn. So he's having a new one, and Yellow Wolf the Rapper is going to be there. And I guess the bathroom at the skate park, everybody just shits and pisses in this hot tub. So he said it's 30% full. And at this party, on April 1st, I asked if I could go. I'm going.
No way. You're going?
Yeah, I'm sitting in that hot tub.
Hell
no.
Yes. Let's go. Let's go, Kate. Let's go.
Kate.
It's for $100.
Kate.
I love it.
If you well, here's the thing.
Kate, just so we're clear,
will you dunk
what
your
you
head?
Just said on the red dot was very dangerous. This is like still a segment, kind of about doing what you say.
You will chain yourself to that plan.
I believe in Kate.
Statue.
I believe in Kate.
If I could seal my,
I was gonna say you have open
if I could seal every
things.
Hole on my body.
That's like, I was thinking about. I was like, you need to wear
you gotta
a condom.
Get yourself airtight. Airtight.
Airtight. But the other part
just
of it
fill
is
fill it up with like Play-Doh.
Yeah.
You get $100 if you sit in it. You're for another $100, they'll give you an extra $100 if you have a friend also actively shit on you while you're
$100 is not a lot of money.
So you need someone?
Well, Pat's coming with me.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully you can see it in his
vibrant.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck, man. I was just saying.
Jesus Christ, Kate.
Damn.
I would say don't do that.
I would say definitely
do it.
Don't do that. I'd say definitely do it. $100 isn't even like a
$0.
It's $0.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're
a legend. Outside of New York City
what would you
for
do that
45
for?
Minutes, you spend $100.
How much would you do that for?
How much? I don't know. I'm there. I do have a price, but someone have to list it for me.
$10,000 cash.
I think $10,000 was going to be my first number.
Do it for $10,000 cash.
I'd be puking all over the place.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
I'm like oh, yeah,
this is disgusting.
I do not
eat
do
a
well
big
with
meal.
This stuff.
Eat a big meal beforehand.
Disgusting.
All right, that's it.